Some see it as controversial, but Jason Helgerson, the state's Medicaid director, credits the family planning waiver with preventing unwanted pregnancies.
I don't think that the family planning program has really been all that controversial. I think there's broad agreement that we all want to prevent unwanted pregnancies.
But that plan has had opponents from the beginning, including Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman.
This was a very controversial program in which girls as young as 15 are put on the pill without their parents' knowledge. The idea of throwing the pill at more and more young people has not resulted in a decrease of out-of-wedlock pregnancies.
Helgerson disputes that. Funding for the waiver has been conditional. States have to reapply regularly, but a provision in health care reform allows states to make their plans permanent and get federal funding faster. Wisconsin applied in June to raise the qualifying income limit to $32,490. That would mean a significant expansion in the number of women who could receive services. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.